This is a Wednesday edition of Ozarks at Large, so time for me to make the next door trek to the Harold and Blanchcock News Studio where Timothy Dennis resides. How are you, Timothy?
I'm fantastic. Feeling good on a Wednesday.
Well, good. Feeling good on a Wednesday because you're going to tell us about music for the weekend.
And there's a lot happening, as there usually is. Starting tomorrow night, Aaron Smith and the Coalbiters will be at Stage 18 in Fayetteville. You interviewed them a few years ago.
Yes, and then I end up seeing members of the band from time to time at other shows, and they're just great people.
I just say they're lighthearted folk music, and it just kind of reflects the kind of people they seem to be.
Yeah. I'll go with that.
Donnie's sleeping by her side every night, 33 years. Donnie bought himself a bike, set him back a couple grand. Takes a while to make that.
It makes me feel like I'm stepping into a Wes Anderson movie whenever I listen to their music. It's just so fun and lighthearted.
That's better than that. They deserve a better description than that, but go ahead.
Fair enough. Doors are open at 6 p.m. Music lasts until 10. Tickets are $10 at the door if you're 21 or over, $15 if you're younger than that. Tom Anderson will be at the Artist Retreat Center in Bella Vista tomorrow night. He's played with several local folk and jam grass bands, including Cuddy Rye, Isaiah's All-Stars, and of course, now Arkansas.
If I had a dime for every beer I drank, I'd tell you what I'd use it for. I'd pay me a road out of diamonds and gold right to the liquor store. And if every girl that I'd ever loved lined up like a telephone wire, they'd all be singing the same old song, my own tabernacle choir. Because I've lived a life of excess, and I got a ways to go. I can't wait to see what's next. Me and mine killing time ain't a waste of breath. I get to thinking we've all lived a life.
He's going to be solo?
He's going to be solo. He normally plays bass or slide guitar, but he's just doing this on guitar.
Cool.
Just him and a guitar.
Cool.
Doors are at 6:30, music's at 7, tickets are $10 cash at the door. Friday night, there's another show happening at Stage 18 that people should be aware of. Abram Shook is in town in support of his latest release. It's titled Love at Low Speed. He describes his band as experimental yacht rock.
Okay, and yacht rock is a term that's often associated with, Christopher Cross and some of the 80s, 90s.
Right.
People used to call it dad rock.
And the music, it does have kind of that glam feel to it. Not like glam rock, but I mean that kind of glamorous.
Smooth, glossy, yes. Well-produced. Yes.
Yeah, but it's also got a funk flair kind of injected into it. It's really good stuff. He's joined on that bill Friday night by Austinite Ralph White and local favorites Lost John.
All right.
Doors are at 6. Music is from 7 to 9.
That's Stage 18.
Stage 18. There's more funk happening in Fayetteville Friday night. Groovement will be at George's Majestic Lounge. Mm-hmm. They're a proper 6-piece funk band with the big bass sound at the bottom and the horn on top.
And everything just got mixed up and lost along the way.
Doors are at 7, music is at 9, tickets are $10. Saturday, the Nielsens will be at Gallery 225 in Bentonville. That's Ashton Nielsen Barbary and Cody Nielsen of Farmer in the Markets.
Ah!
What does it take to be?
Music's from 7 to 9 p.m.
Where is that again?
That is at Gallery 225 in Bentonville.
Ooh, that's an intimate space.
Yeah. Caleb Brighton Martin is going to be at Core Public House on Mission Boulevard in Fayetteville.
He'll be on the show Friday.
Perfect way to preview that show.
Yeah.
It's folk music, typically him and a guitar. Music's from 7 to 9 p.m., and that's a free show.
All right.
Yeah.
You can't beat that.
No. And finally, we get to Sunday. If you're in MENA, this show is for you. Still on the Hill will present Still a River at Ouachita or Little Theater.
Oh, you know what? I was about to say with the last show, you can't beat free, but actually, Still on the Hill will beat free.
Yeah, they top it off by the first 100 people getting there. They ask one per family, please.
Right.
But the first 100 people will get a free CD of Still a River.
You actually make a profit by going to this show. You
right.
come out with a $15 right. CD.
If you're close to MENA, that is.
Well, yeah, good point. Yeah. Good point. You'll still be profiting.
Well, yes, because yeah. it's good music.
Yeah.
Your soul will profit,
there
we'll put it that
go.
Way. It's sponsored by the National Park Service, and the songs and album are a tribute to the Buffalo National River, which is still a river.
Yeah.
Music is from 2:30 to 4 p.m.
And where is it, MENA?
It's at the Ouachita Little Theater.
All right. You and I will be back next week, which will be the day before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you, Timothy.
Thank you, Kyle.